This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Let's talk to Stephen Jones with us right now here on the KNC Masterpiece. Good afternoon, Stephen. How are you doing today?
Oh, doing all right. Just getting through a tough one yesterday.
Yeah, it is tough, especially, you know, as fans sitting there looking at that game, thinking to yourself, man, we were right there for it. And I guess one of the things when I look at this defense and I kind of look at this team in general, I feel like something's missing. And I was wondering, if, as the guy that's, you know, you're sitting there making all the moves and trying to put everything in place, do you feel like anything's missing from this unit?
You know, not really. I think it's just, you know, you got to first of all start by hats off to the Vikings. They had a great game plan, and they got a hell of a back, and Dalvin Cook, who, you know, as the game went on, he ended up getting his in terms of his rushing yards, and then of course early on, you know, he's a mess with the screens and the misdirections, and you know, getting the ball out of the backfield as well. So he was a handful, and you got to take your hat off to him and give them credit. But Cousins, they had a great game plan. He got the ball out of his hand really quick. I think we were, you know, had some guys monitoring it. You know, a lot of those passes were under 2 seconds. A lot of, you know, dinking and dunking to the tight end there underneath. And then, made some real big plays in the screen game. And just have to give them credit. But overall, I still believe in our defense and believe in our personnel on the defense. And believe we can still get the job done. We gave ourselves, you know, had a stop when we had to have it. Gave ourselves opportunities down there. We had first and goal from the 5 and came away with the field goal, which ended up being the right thing to do because we sure had a chance to win the game there on the last drive, and we didn't get the job done.
Now, with the trade deadline having been over, outside of execution, are there any other avenues that can be used or that you see that could improve this team besides just executing better?
I think we just have to execute better. You know, obviously, you know, you can put more wrinkles in your defensive game plan. I mean, I think in general, as, you know, anyone who watches us play, we're pretty much a base defense. And, you know, we don't do a lot of unsound things in terms of blitzing and, bringing pressure in different ways, which, you know, certainly that's an option. But, you know, we don't give up a lot of big plays and, course, the drive there in the second half where they ran the ball 9 out of 11 times and, you know, predominantly, really made their yardage running the ball, which was disappointing because that was one of our goals, was to stop the run. And we'd done a good job of that through, the first half, but they made some adjustments there with the fullback. And we just, we've got to adjust to that ourselves and play better.
Now, you just said that maybe potentially adding some wrinkles to the defense is an option. Is that an option, then, that you would like Rashard and Marinelli to take advantage of?
Well, those are all things that we'll discuss internally, and they'll certainly take a look at it. We've played some pretty good defense this year for the most part. But, like I said, you gotta give the Vikings credit. They had a good game plan. Cousins executed the offense really well. They didn't turn the ball over. They played a sound game. They had a back who, who is obviously one of the best backs in the league.
And sure.
Had a big day, and we've just got to go back to work.
When it comes down in the running back, the offensive line, they, you know, the money invested in those places, it's been noted. The pick that y'all invested in Amari Cooper, that's been noted too. And then you got that second to last drive and all these tools at your disposal to make a play. Do you expect a little more out of Dak and the offense whenever you make big plays to get down to the 19-yard line and then can't convert?
Yeah, well, we get down really to the 11th, and we're second and one, which is, you know, a great situation for an offense when you, you know, either second one, second or two from the 11th. And, we just didn't finish. I mean, we weren't right down the field, and, you know, this is what we had hoped would happen if, you know, Mike Zimmer made a conscious effort to take away that run yesterday and left us with a lot of opportunities in the passing game, which we took advantage of and, had some great drives and unfortunately, we just didn't finish on the last two. We got a field goal out of the one and didn't convert when we're sitting there, in a great situation at second and two. And, again, they made a conscious effort that they were going to stop the run, and they did a good job of that. But in the meantime, they gave us a lot of opportunities in the passing game, which we took advantage of, but didn't finish. And consequently, we didn't win the game.
There was a report over the weekend that Dak Prescott's getting closer to a franchise tag. And after what he did last night, I mean, he carried that team. Does that kind of have any effect on the decision with his contract? Does it change week in, week out when he makes when he has these kinds of games?
No, it doesn't. This is a full body of work, and he's doing a great job. I mean, obviously, he played one of his better games that he's ever played, and they basically dared Dak to beat him. And he made all the plays, and I thought he played an outstanding game, one of his better games he's played. And it's just unfortunate that we didn't that we didn't close it out. We had every opportunity to do it, didn't do it, and everybody had their hand in it. Wasn't just Dak, it wasn't just Zeke, it wasn't just the offensive line. We just we didn't make the plays, but, we're never going to talk about the negotiations, but everybody knows what Jerry, myself, the organization thinks about Dak, and our goal is to ultimately get this thing done.
Talking with Stephen Jones here on the KNC Masterpiece, Amari Cooper does some pretty special things out on the field, and you guys made that decision to go ahead and, trade away that pick, and it looks like it's paid off. Can you quantify his impact on Dak's game in this offense?
Well, I just think it's, my thoughts on the situation is he just clarified, everybody's role. He's the one, Gallup's the two, and Cobb plays the slot. And I think everybody did a great job of it yesterday. And, what you want to be able to do as an offense, if they decide to take certain things away, then you want to really capitalize on the part that they hang out on. You can't, as a defense, you can't stop everything. And I thought Dak and our receiving corps did a great job of moving the ball through the air when it was obvious that the Vikings had made a conscientious effort to stop the run. And our offensive line, I thought, did a great job of protecting Dak for the majority of the game, giving him the time to throw the ball. Dak, when some things did break down, I thought he did an amazing job of creating and extending plays and then making plays. And, it was there for us to win the game. We just didn't make the plays at the end of the game to do it. And, we had a huge stop when we had to have a stop. They were driving down the field, and we got them to punt the ball. And, that game was there for us to win. And, that's what we've got to capitalize on in the future is we've got to win these close games.
Speaking of capitalizing on certain situations, does it surprise you at all when Amari, Dak, and the rest of the passing game is working so efficiently and then you get away from it?
Well, we got away from it. I didn't mind the play call at all on, in terms of running the ball there on second down and 1.5 or two. We were obviously trying to run some clock, too. We all know what happens in this league when you score too soon and go right back down the field on you. And they've had success during the day. And, we were doing a little bit of that, strategizing that way as well. And, always when something doesn't work, criticize it. And that's just the nature of this game and nature of how this works. And, we believe in ourselves. We control our own destiny, and we've just got to, learn from this experience. We've got to, figure out how to close just a little bit better. We've got a really good football team in our mind, and we played a really good football team in the Vikings, and we know how great a coach Mike Zimmer is, and he had his team prepared, and we didn't finish.
And I certainly understand that. I'm curious, the flip side of that, what can be done to jumpstart this team earlier? Because the Cowboys, I know they came back and that was fantastic. We were thrilled around the Metroplex. But once again, another slow start for the team and slow starts, tough closing out. How do you fix that first part?
Well, I don't know that there's an easy answer to that.
Sure.
We've seen us start fast And, you know, and we've had great games, and then we've had games where we, you know, like this game where we get a field goal and mess a long field goal and, you know, don't get the job done there early, but then we responded there in the first half and, you know, had that thing after, you know, it didn't look great. We were down 14-0, came all the way back and tied it before the half was over, not unlike the Giants game. And, you know, we just got to continue to tweak our team to where we get it to where we can be more consistent and win in each and every game.
Steven, we appreciate your time today, man. Get back in the lab and let's get a W so we can have some more fun next week, all right?
Sounds great, guys.
There he goes. Steven Jones right there. And he said, I mean, he sounds just as sad as I think most Cowboys fans, just frustrated, right? Frustrated by a loss.
Yeah.
Frustrated with losing. It's not fun, especially whenever you're hosting on a Sunday night football game. You got the big stadium all set up. The roof is open. Everybody's ready for a party. And then you have a loss like that. And you wake up the next morning. You're like, how do we fix that? What do we do? And you start trying to figure out, all right, what do we blame? What's been the most frustrating trend throughout the Cowboys season? Kevin, the most frustrating trend so far has been the defense. The times the defense is good, the Cowboys are good. They beat the Eagles. They beat the Giants when their defense showed up. Last night, he said that too. Their defense, whatever it is, they're a base defense. They're basic. They walk around and they got their fuzzy boots and their blue vests and their jeans. They're basic. And basic Thanksgiving wintertime girl, all right? That's exactly what the Cowboys defense looks like. Why are they not bringing anything else? Where is everything else? What are they afraid of? Now, would Jamal Adams have changed that? I mean, you know the dude's a baller.
Yes.
Would that have changed some of the things that they're willing to do? Or is there something else that this defense needs? He said, you know, they're stuck, Kevin. They can't add anything. They can't go make a trade. So the talent they have, they got to figure out how to not be a basic defense and how to be able to bring stuff, how to add extra wrinkles, how to do what Mike Zimmer did and say, you know what? Our entire defense, we're going to tweak it up just a little bit to beat their offense.
By the way, I would just say there's a couple things in there that if you were really listening to what he was saying, he was calling out some of the people that y'all want called out. When he said, maybe we need to add some wrinkles, and then he said, that's something we'll all sit down and talk about. And then the other point is, the passing game was working so well. But I do want to go to this one, and I hate having to say this. From the 682, no, you don't control your own destiny. You've lost. That's the thing about this whole thing that is hard to balance out. The Cowboys lost yesterday. There are parts of me that think, once again, this looks like a team that is not going anywhere, ultimately past the wild card round. But the flip side is, and if you're looking for a bright side today, if you're like, you know what, the weather sucks, we lost, I'm upset, I need a bright side. Here's your bright side. The Cowboys are in first place. If the season ended right now, they are in the playoffs, and they already smacked around the Eagles. Do I think that that's good enough? No. But to his point about controlling his own destiny, that part is right. You can dislike all his other answers, but he's not wrong about that. The Cowboys control their own destiny, and they still control this lackluster division.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.